locations in our development ITT Village and Enterprise Sod Store. Once again, the numbers to call are 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Call now to get on the air for today's consumer calls. And good morning and welcome to Consumer Calls. My name is Sharon and once again, that number is 918-336-1400, toll-free 1-800-749-5936. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. No business advertising. License to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You can ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. Good morning. How may I help you? Hello? Hello? Are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hi, how can I help you?
Well, I have three filing cabinets that are in really good shape. They're locking filing cabinets. They're four drawer, I think. One of them is fireproof, and it's pretty heavy, but that's why it's fireproof.
Okay.
Anyway, I would like to move them. I'll take $50 a piece for them. I could even negotiate because I'd like to move them. I have several other things, some old antique trunks and things like that, but those are the ones I need to move. My number is 918-534-3563.
All right. And again, you have three filing cabinets. They're four drawer. One is fireproof, and you're asking $50 a piece for those. And you also have some antique trunks. 918-534-3563 is the phone number to call.
That's correct.
All right. We appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet.
All right. Bye-bye now. Good morning. How may I help you?
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hey, I've got a need for a 410 shotgun and a three-point rotor tiller for a tractor. And also, friend of mine's got some wood, pecan wood, all split, seasoned, and his number is 918-534-6765.
Okay.
And the number for the shotgun and rotor tiller is 918-545-2631.
All right. So you're looking for a 410 shotgun and a three-point rotor tiller to pull behind a tractor, 918-545-2631. And then your friend of yours has some pecan firewood that's split, seasoned, ready to go. 918-534-6765 is his phone number to call.
That's it. Thank you very much, and have a nice day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Good morning. How may I help you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a friend that's moving out this weekend, and he needs to sell a washer and dryer. They're at Kenmore's, and he's asking $100 for the pair. They're older but usable, and he really can't sell them till tomorrow because I'm going over today to wash up all its things for him.
Okay.
And he's in Dewey, and keep trying it because he's hard of hearing, so he might miss your call.
Okay.
His number is 417-543-6415, and he's right there by 2nd Street and 75, so he's close.
2nd Street and Highway 75. All
yeah.
right. And his phone number again is 417-543-6415. And selling a Kenmore washer and dryer set for $100. And he lives in Dewey. And again, 417-543-6415 on 2nd Street and Highway 75 in Dewey.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. Good morning. How may I help you?
The answer to the meat market question for me is three meals a day.
All right.
Have a great day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye now. All right, with that, I'll be right back.
You'll find Silverado City in Independence when you shop Roman Chevrolet Buick. Not only do they have great Silverado inventory, but also a wide selection of used inventory, including used vehicles starting at under $5,000. Plus, shop from the comfort of your own home by shopping online at RomansGM.com, and Romans will deliver your purchase to you. No worries, no hassles, no problems. Romans makes it easy. Roman Chevrolet Buick, the number one place to shop for new or used vehicles at 2313 West Main in Independence. Your Silverado City.
Mike Dutcher, the audio video doctor, has the smart home options to fit your needs and your home with your technology.
There's some new technologies out there in wireless, and one is called a mesh technology, which blankets the house with Wi-Fi coverage. It's very effective and solves a lot of problems.
Call Mike Dutcher, 918-327-9206. That's 918-327-9206, the audio video doctor.
We want you to sound off every single morning for our Maple Street Meat Market poll question of the day. Tune to KRIG 104.9 each and every weekday morning, and you'll hear our Maple Street Meat Market poll question. Give us a ring at 918-336-1400 or visit our K1, KYFM, KRIG, and KPGM Facebook to vote. Vote every day, thanks to Coffeyville's own Maple Street Meat Market.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. And speaking of the Maple Street Meat Market poll question of the day is, do you eat three meals a day? I had one gentleman call in and said, yes, three meals. You can sound off by calling me at 918-336-1400. You can go to BarnesvilleRadio.com for the link, or you can go to K1, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM Facebook page and cast your vote there. And the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas presents this poll for us today. And again, do you eat three meals a day? Good morning. How may I help you?
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. I have a Roper refrigerator. Has the top freezer, real nice condition, and asking $100 for offer. And I'm looking for a riding lawnmower.
Okay.
And the number's 918-327-1895.
All right. Again, you have that Roper refrigerator with top freezer, $100 or best reasonable offer. Looking for a riding lawnmower. 918-327-1895 is the phone number to call.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, we appreciate it. You're welcome. Bye-bye now. Good morning. How may I help you? Hello?
Yeah, morning, Karen.
Good morning, Joe. What you got going?
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Just fine, thank you.
Good. What you got today?
Okay, I'm looking... I'm still looking for non-working washers and dryers. I'm hoping somebody out there got some.
Okay. Sure.
I'm looking, especially looking for Kenmore's 4-4 Ropers and KitchenAid. One certain Maytag. Maytag got to be, have a gray background on up there where the timer is.
Okay.
I'm not looking for front loaders, none of these machines with the agitator on the drum. None of these machines with little red lights upon where the timer panel is. And no GEs. And also, I need a repair work on the side if somebody needs it done. They give me a call, tell me what's going on with the machine. I can probably tell them what it is and what it's going to cost them.
All right, sounds good.
And they give me a call at 918-327-1895.
All right, Joe. Again, he's looking for non-working washers and dryers and repair work. If you call him and describe what's going on with your machine, he can probably tell you what it is and give you a cost estimate for that. Looking for washers and dryers, non-working, no GEs, no agitator and bomb drum, no lighted panel work, and 918-327-1821 is the phone number for Joe.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, we appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Yeah.
All right. Our time now is 9:22. You're listening to Consumer Calls. Let's take a quick check of our weather.
A cool, pleasant morning underway, and this will be the warmest afternoon with highs in southern Kansas between 82 and 84, Bartlesville in northern Oklahoma between 85 and 87. We'd have a cold front approaching around the noon hour today. This will bring only a wind shift, southwest winds this morning and north winds by the noon hour into the afternoon at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow morning, we'll be into the mid and upper 40s. Sunny tomorrow, a high near 70. Chilly weather Friday morning. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6's Alan Crone.
Thank you, Alan, for the weather update. 60 beautiful degrees out right now at 922. You're listening to Consumer Calls. It is now time for our Oklahoma Energy Report.
Here's the latest energy news from the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, powered by OKEnergyToday.com. I'm Ed Richards. Well, oil edged lower Tuesday toward $40 a barrel before government data that's expected to show a mixed outlook for U.S. stockpiles, while global coronavirus deaths surpassed a grim milestone. Now, futures slipped 0.6% in New York after closing at a one-week high back on Monday. U.S. crude inventories probably rose by 1 million barrels last week, expanding for the first time in 3 weeks, according to a Bloomberg survey, before an Energy Information Administration report comes out. Oil has clawed its way back after dropping below $40 a barrel earlier in the month, but a resurgence of coronavirus cases in some major economies has raised concerns about a sustained recovery in demand. The market is also contending with an increase in supply from OPEC Plus and Libya, which is boosting output as a blockade on its energy facilities is lifted. And Oklahoma regulators will hold a regular meeting today, and once again, it will likely be a remote meeting for all three commissioners because of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. The released agenda indicates it will be a routine meeting today, and commissioners will also receive a summary of the agency's financial activity and a discussion of the fiscal year 2020 and 2021 budgets. Now, the three commissioners will also receive an update on activity and actions of the agency's transportation division with the interim director of transportation, Mark Willingham. The meeting begins this morning at 9:30 a.m. That's a look at today's energy news. I'm Ed Richards on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.
Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? Each October, state school land is leased for farming and grazing, as well as outdoor sports and recreational use. More than 450 tracts in 35 counties will be offered for lease this year in 2020. Lease auctions begin on Monday, October 5th, and auctions will be held the weeks of October 5th and 12th in 7 locations across the state. Please note that sale dates have changed and are consolidated due to COVID-19. The auction dates this year are the first 2 weeks of October versus the entire month of October as in years past. For more details, log on to our website at www.clo.ok.gov and follow the prompts for the 2020 annual lease auction information or call 1-888-35-LAND for all auction locations and times. School land auctions are a great opportunity for hunting, fishing, grazing, or farming, and the money benefits Oklahoma schools and colleges.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
It is time for our Doggone Report. For a complete listing of our lost or found animals on a report, you can go to our website, bartlesvilleradio.com, click on the community tab, then click on the Doggone link. It'll open up. You can see everything there. Now, if you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to bartlesvilleradio.com, and you can click on the submit tab. It'll open up. There's a form you fill out. You answer all the questions, and at the end, you have the opportunity to upload a picture if you have one. And then hit the submit button. It goes right to us. We take care of it and send it on its way. Now, if you don't want to do any of that, you can call the office at 918-336-1001. Leave your information with one of us, and we'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. You can also email me, Sharon@BartlesvilleRadio.com, with your information. Attach a picture. We'll get to it as quick as we can. Well, we have a lost female black and brown German Shepherd mix on Circle Mountain, west end of Gap Road. She is wearing a blue collar with no tags. Let's get her back home. For Jessica, 918-332-1404. We have that lost male light tan and brown Chihuahua. He weighs about 4 or 8 pounds. He's 4 years old. He's wearing a black collar. Lost in the area of Adams Boulevard, close to Walmart. And he's been missing for quite some time. He is a service dog. He's missing one eye. Cute as a button. I do have a picture of him here. Call Amanda at 918-440-8855. And that is our doggone report for this morning. But for a complete listing of our lost or found animals on our report, though, you can visit our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the community tab, then click on the doggone link. It'll open up. You can see there everything there. Now, if you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the submit tab. Submit your information. You can even upload a picture. And if you don't want to do any of that, you can still call the office at 918-336-1001. Leave your information with one of us, and we'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. And you can email me, Sharon@BartlesvilleRadio.com, with your information. Attach a picture. I'll get to it as quick as I can. And that's our doggone report for this Wednesday.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWON.
And we are back, but unfortunately, I don't have any more time to take any calls today. But I'll be back in tomorrow, same time, same station with that. Have a beautiful day and enjoy this weather.
Nowhere does God's control negate, eliminate, remove, trivialize human action.
John Stone Street on Focus on the Family Minute.
Humans are still responsible for what they do and what they choose not to do. And I would only add that underneath all of this is a question for every follower of